ABC Radio Australia.
Turning to sport now, where it's been an eventful few days for soccer in Papua New Guinea, with Hakata United confirmed as one of the inaugural teams in the upcoming OFC Pro League, and the national under-16 men's team just missing out on securing a place at the 2026 FIFA under-17 World Cup. And one of PNG's all-time greats, Reggie Devani, who scored 13 times for the Kupples during a 10-year career, has just become the first coach from his country to take up a post in Australia's A-League. Devani is now assistant to head coach Chifley Italiano at Wellington Phoenix. And in the high-tech world of 21st century soccer, he has another very important role as the club's head analyst.
Yep, that's part of professional football these days. The analysis is happening all the time. There are moments in the game where Chief will want certain moments coded, and then I'm relaying that message to our junior analysts who will be watching from the stands. And then at halftime, we try and take those moments and show it to the players and finding those one percenters to give ourselves the edge in the games. But not only that, you know, after the games as well, you're straight into it, analysing, clipping games, getting ready for the next day and for the week with training and preparing for the next match, game reviews after that. So it is quite a busy role, but it's one that I'm excited about and I'm looking forward to putting in the work.
News of your appointment has caused quite a stir around the Pacific. A lot of posts on social media, not just from Papua New Guinea, but from other countries too, hailing your appointment. Do you feel perhaps you're carrying a little burden of responsibility now as a trailblazer, as a pioneer for the Pacific and for PNG?
You wonder if it's a bit of a distraction to what you do, not just me personally, but to us as a team and as a club with what we want to do. But I'm a bit older now, so that sort of stuff doesn't really bother me. Honestly, I'm really grateful that I am in this position. And sometimes I have to tell myself to stop and just think about what I've just done. I don't think it will hit me until the end of the season, because at the moment, I'm just in work zone and trying to do my job. So I don't really feel a burden. But what I do feel is that I hope it can inspire players and coaches and create a bit of a pathway for future coaches who do want to get in this type of space. It has been a long journey. It all started, you know, when I first returned to PNG after I finished playing in Australia. But it's gone pretty quick.
So when it comes to searching for talent at the Phoenix, might you be having a word in the coach's ear and pointing out one or two players from Papua New Guinea or other countries in the Pacific? I mean, do you feel you're in a position now to at least get the door open wider than perhaps it has been in the past for Pacific players to make the jump? There's quite a lot now playing in domestic soccer in Australia and in New Zealand, but not at the professional level.
Yeah. I mean, of course, the Phoenix would never rule out any players from the Pacific Islands. I don't want to name any names, but first couple of days that I've been here, when we're looking at players from around the world and we're looking at players in the region, names of some Pacific players do pop up. The players have got to, you know, be playing at a decent level, at least for their national teams. But if there is an opportunity, I don't think the club would shy away from giving a player from the Pacific an opportunity. There's no doubt about it. If you're a good player and you fit the right build that we're looking for, my eyes are definitely open. Obviously, being from the Pacific, I do have that connection, and you do understand the region with players, not just what they're doing on the park, but what it's like to live away from home and building a career. And it's not as straightforward as a lot of people may think.
And tell me, the PNG national team is without a coach at the moment. Have you considered putting your hand up, or is it perhaps a little too soon?
I think at the moment, with this role, I'm purely focused on it. You know, in the past, yes, it was something that I really wanted to do, but my journeys, wouldn't say steered away, but I'd say it's taken its own path. But, you know, it is my country. I was a player. I was on the coaching staff last year for my second stint. The first stint, did about 3 years in that role. But it's a bit far from me at the minute, but you never say never.
One last point. PNG's under-16s, they just missed out on an under-17 World Cup place, losing 1-0 to Fiji in the third-place playoff at the OFC Championship. So what do you make of their performance at that tournament?
Our teams had to go through the pre-qualifiers. It never was the case in the past, but just due to, you know, how circumstances are, you know, at the moment with our junior pathways, the teams have slid down the pecking order. And, you know, a country like Papua New Guinea, and this is no disrespect to anyone, but, you know, they should be at the tournament and not trying to qualify for it. But for them to go through that and then put themselves in a position to qualify for a World Cup, you know, there's some raw talent there. There is a lot of energy and athleticism about those players, and, you know, it's just refining that raw talent.